This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Visit 93.7thefan.com/vote now to place your votes for our best athletes in Pittsburgh bracket. Complete bracket in full swing with some great matchups, including Marc-Andre Fleury against Mike Webster. And Rod Woodson against Bill Frelick. Brought to you by your favorite restaurants still providing takeout, including Walnut Grill and 31 Bar and Grill in Bridgeville. For the latest news on the coronavirus, turn to News Radio 1020 KDKA. You can find KDKA Radio at AM 1020, 93.7 HD2, or tell your smart speaker to play News Radio 1020 KDKA. We were talking about the all-decade team of the NFL, and of course, when we talk NFL, we like to go to our good friend Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, who covers the Steelers. And Ray, I actually got to be honest, I went through this, and you know, we sit here in Steeler country, and you get it like indignant. I can't believe they only put two Steelers on this team. But then I start going through the team. I'm having a hard time making a case for, you know, a strong case for anybody else really being on it over some of the guys that made it. How about you?
Well, let me give you two examples, Paul. And I'm strictly looking at this from a local perspective. But I thought about this long and hard. So I'm going to make a case for two guys. The first one is Cam Hayward. And one of the guys who was picked before him was Ndamukong Suh. And Suh came into the league with a lot of fanfare. He was really good, say, from 2010 to 2012. But then he's really dropped off. I mean, he switched teams. He hasn't been the same player for the last 4 or 5 years. And conversely, Cam Hayward got off to a slow start, really through no fault of his own. You know, had some guys in front of him. You know, sort of a Steeler way. He had to earn his way into the lineup. So he didn't play a lot as a rookie or even in his second year in 2012. But I think he's been a starter since 2013. And I think if you look at his body of work, say, from 2014 through 2019, I think it's much better than Suh. So that's the first one. And I'll give you my second one, too. David DeCastro. They pick Logan Mankins as one of the guards. Logan Mankins hasn't played in the league since 2015. I understand he was a good player on some of those Patriots teams, but I think that's a case of just looking at a guy who played on some good teams. He was a good player, but David DeCastro is a two-time first-team All-Pro, has been very good in the other years too. So I would pick those two guys, Hayward and DeCastro, over Mankins and Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know offensive line play quite enough to feel, but I kind of felt like either Ramon Foster or DeCastro would be one of the guys people would make a case for. Cam Hayward's an interesting one over Suh. I'd have to really think about that, but you've covered the NFL and you cover the Steelers, so I would defer to you on that. Overall, what were your thoughts on the team?
Yeah, I think overall, I think the Pro Football Hall of Fame, puts together a body of voters. I think many of them are Hall of Fame selectors. So you're going to get a lot of the same arguments you get like you do every year for the Hall of Fame. You know, there's going to be guys who are snubbed. There's going to be guys who get on these teams and you sort of scratch your head and wonder why. But I think, you know, overall, I think, you know, Tom Brady being on the team is a no-brainer. You know, I saw Drew Brees was left off. But, you know, listen, I mean, there's some really good competition that he was going up against. So I think overall it's a tough job. I mean, I'm just speaking from my own personal perspective. I did not vote on this, but in the past I've been asked to vote for, you know, all NFL teams and things of that nature. And it's really hard for a local beat writer who only watches one team per week religiously to get a good bead on who the other best, say, offensive guards are, or defensive tackles are, or slot corners are. It's just really, really hard. I know the Steelers inside out, but I can't sit here and tell you I know the other 31 teams inside out. So this exercise, it has its flaws, but I think, like I said, overall, I think they did a representative job of, you know, the 2010s.
Yeah, I mean, these teams are always tough, Ray. I mean, it doesn't matter what the sport is, what the, you know what I mean? It's hard to pick an all-pro team just for one season without, you know, people arguing about it. But the whole thing is, to me, I look at this, and the one thing that jumps off, if you had to pick the two quarterbacks, would Rodgers be your second guy?
Yeah, he would. Yeah, I mean, he's just,
really?
even though he only won one Super Bowl, he came back a couple years after that. I think he had the 15-1 season. They fell short in the playoffs, and then they've been a team that's hovered in playoff contention, and they've made some playoff runs. But he's almost like Dan Marino to me. I mean, he is such a special talent, has such special arm talent that, you know, the Super Bowls, equating Super Bowls to his talent doesn't seem fair to me. So I sort of look at him as, you know, people look back on Dan Marino's career. I think he's that good. He's that special of a quarterback. And I do think he's a shade above Drew Brees.
Okay, so you have Brees. I actually probably still might have put Peyton Manning. I know he only played 4 years out of the 10, but I think I still might have put him over Rodgers. But I can live with Rodgers. I'm not a huge fan of his. I think he's a little bit overrated. Actually, I think he's overrated. But how about this? This Steeler, Le'Veon Bell.
Well, he had a really good run there from 2014. 2015 was cut short with the injury. He only played eight games. 16 was great, and 17 was great. So, from my mind, you're looking at really only one, two. You're looking at three great seasons out of a decade. And he sat out a year, so, you know, I don't know. Should we penalize him for that? I mean, I kind of do. It's an all-decade team. For the NFL, if you sit out of here, you should be penalized for it. So, refresh me. Who were the running backs who were picked before him, Paul?
We have Marshawn Lynch, Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, and Adrian Peterson.
Okay. See, the one I might consider putting him on, the other three are good. I think, you know, maybe Frank Gore. Frank Gore is one of these guys who just accumulates stats year after year. He's durable, he's tough, he's productive, but he's not that guy who stands out like I'd be surprised if he ever made All Pro. You know what I mean? He's not that dynamic type of a player. He's an accumulator, which is fine. I mean, guys like that get into the Hall of Fame because they play long careers and they're productive. That's the only guy I might have a problem with, but like I said, Bell only had three great years, you know, three out of what, 7 or 8 years. I don't know that deserves being on the all-decade team.
Well, to your point, Frank Gore has never been all-pro.
Yeah.
But he made, let's see, one, two, three. He made three Pro Bowls. That's actually kind of underwhelming. I mean, he's played in five Pro Bowls. but he only made three after 2010.
So would you agree with me? Do you think he's going to the Hall of Fame?
Frank Gore?
Yeah.
I would have to see. Where is he at, like, rushing? You know, his rushing yards.
He's
15,000 rushing
yards.
Yeah. 15,000 rushing yards. Where does that – I'd have to look. I mean, he's a guy – you're right. He's what they call a compiler, right?
Yeah. And I think he's probably in the realm we're talking about, like not a lot of all-pros, probably a little bit like the bus. And I think the bus, you know, for a long time had to wait his turn to get in. Even when he got in, it was kind of controversial. You know, people tried to stack his numbers up against others, and they fell short, you know, a lot of times. But the bus is in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, no one is ever going to take that away from him. And, you know, the same with Frank Gore. You know, Frank Gore, all-decade team, I think it's likely, due to his numbers, he'll be in the Hall of Fame too.
Well, he will. I just looked it up. He's third all-time, Ray, in rushing yards. And I'll tell you the other thing, and you compare this to the bus, 4.3 yards per carry. When the bus, you know what I mean? 4.3, that's Gore's 4.3 yards per carry for his career.
Yeah.
So, you know, the one thing I would say that goes against him, he only averaged 80 yards or more per game once or twice in his career.
Right.
That's,
and he's a guy
that's the number that that's the number jumps out to at me.
And he's a guy, you know, like Buss. I mean, Amos Verrilli started for a year or two ahead of the Buss, and you know, Frank Gore has been a complimentary back, really. You know, if I had to guess, probably for the last 3 or 4 years of his career here, he hasn't been the main guy. So, I mean, he's an interesting one, and I think you can go down all of these positions, and you can nitpick here and there, but. I do think Frank Gore is going to make the Hall of Fame someday.
He's not in the top 20 in rushing touchdowns, by the way.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Yeah,
But it's to your point. He's had a really good career that's just sort of been a steady, durable guy. You know what I mean? Who just plays a lot of games, and they give him the ball enough that he accumulates yards. You know,
but I'm willing to bet if Le'Veon Bell did not sit out the 18 season and he came back and had, you know, let's say 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns, I'm willing to bet that Le'Veon Bell would have been on that all-decade team. I don't know who he would have bumped off, but I think missing that 2018 season really hurt him.
Yeah, no question about it. Ray, one of life's great mysteries, why does Pitt have so many really good NFL players, but, you know, seem to just sort of flounder around? They've got four. Pitt has four players on this team. And you know what, Ray? At one point in all four of their careers, you could have made a case that they were the best player at their position in the NFL. And we're talking about Revis, Fitzgerald, Shady McCoy, and Aaron Donald.
Oh, and I think Donald has proven, I mean, Donald's a generational player. I mean, he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer. Fitzgerald too. Yeah. I mean, it's really weird. I mean, I think the easy answer is they haven't had a good quarterback, or, you know, a great quarterback over the last, I don't know, since what, 2000, just going back to 2000, they've had some good guys. You know, Tyler Palko won a lot of games. They had some guys who did okay. And offensive line too. I think offensive line and quarterback have been that program's two biggest areas where they haven't produced those great players that you need on offense. And I think that's probably the easiest answer. I mean, there's probably others, but those are probably the two positions I'd point to as to why they haven't had better teams.
Yeah, you're right. This is kind of interesting, though, isn't it? They've got four guys on the team, and the Steelers only have two. So the better team apparently on the Southside facility was Pitt, not the Steelers. Ray, I appreciate you taking some time and breaking it down, but thank you so much, man.
All right, Paul, stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.